The U.S.-China trade war is going to have a drastic impact on Tennessee's agriculture industry. Soybean farmers will be hit especially hard as the Chinese tariffs on that crop kick in, and the damage could have a ripple effect on the economy. WPLN's Jay Shaw reports.
Tennessee farmers export about $500 million worth of soybeans every year, more than any other crop. Even the threat of a trade war was enough for national soybean prices to drop to a 9-year low in May. Ben Moore is a farmer in West Tennessee. He says every other row of soybeans he grows ends up being exported, mostly to China.
We're not making a lot of money, even at the margins that we have. And so whenever you take another dollar or so off of the price of soybeans, it makes it pretty tough.
The retaliatory tariffs could have a lasting impact, even if they get reversed as China turns to other countries like Brazil and Argentina to fill their demand for soybeans. Andrew Muhammad is an agriculture and economics professor at the University of Tennessee. He worked on a report about the potential impact of the tariffs.
Brazilian soybean exporters will benefit from these retaliatory tariffs just due to the fact that these tariffs will make U.S. soybeans relatively less competitive, where for every dollar that we lose in exports to China, the Brazilians gain a dollar.
It's a much larger issue than the farmer himself.
That's Jay Templeton, Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture. He says the tariffs should have everyone concerned.
If it's going to be suppliers, lending institutions, or those who have bought farmland over the years from an investment perspective, it can have a negative implication for them as well.
Farmers will be hit from both sides, says West Tennessee's Ben Moore. Equipment costs will rise because of the American steel and aluminum tariffs, and soybeans will be less profitable because of the retaliatory actions from China. Still, Moore doesn't blame the president. He blames China for going after farmers.
The American farmer is a scapegoat right now. The tariffs were placed on steel. I don't want there to be a tariff on soybeans, but I just hope that we can get this trade war worked out and we can go back to having a good trade relationship with all countries.
But until then, the already thin margins will get thinner. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jay Shaw.